In its first State of the Economy report, Envision St John, the Regent's growth agency responsible for economic development, revealed that in 2023, the city experienced its highest growth in population in over 30 years. Andrew Beckett, the agency's chief executive officer, spoke with Local 107.3 FM about the findings of the report. He addressed the importance of immigration as well as the associated challenges, and the signs of strength and work that still needs to be done in the areas of job creation and housing provision. Also, regarding recent threats of tariffs, he considered the effect that the current unpredictability of our relationship with our southern neighbour might have on the region's economy.
We're in our fifth year, and over that time we've been collecting a lot of data, but we felt it was time to create something that started to tell a bit more story about the economy in the region, and really sort of draw out from the data what the sort of key trends were that we wanted to keep people in the area focused on. So we partnered with the Atlantic Economic Council to have an economist of record that would work with us in terms of preparing an annual State of the Region's Economy report. We released it in November to a meeting with the regional councils in November, and then we just did a more public presentation of the information in January with an intention of doing it on an annual basis just to show trends over time of what's taking place with the local economy. In terms of what we showed at this point in time, in terms of the report, I think it does a good job in terms of capturing some of the history of the economy of the region and where we've done well and where we need to improve. The most visible signs of things like the last 3 years, we've done very well on population growth. That's brought with it some challenges in terms of things like housing and some other social issues that have been associated with trying to keep pace with that population growth. At the same time, what's been kind of hidden with the population growth is that underlying that in terms of our economy generally hasn't been growing at the same rate. And that's a concern that we need to see more growth in terms of the export side of the economy and really sort of building that side of things out. But there's some positive signs that wages have been increasing more in terms of the local area, making good jobs available for people. Job creation's been quite strong over the last while, starting to slow down a bit, but generally been strong, and points to some very positive opportunities for the region. I guess all of that's tempered with a very unsettled time at the present time, with things like potential tariffs in the United States and increasing power rates and the like, that they're tough for the investment climate. It's the uncertainty around what's going to take place with our relationship with the U.S. that's of concern. For the province, about, I think it's 90%+ of the exports of the province go to the U.S. That's a major concern. So the prospect of 25% tariffs or some other form of cost associated with transport of goods and services to the U.S. is a major concern for us, and something that we're continuing to watch and hopeful that'll be worked out over the next number of years.
Maybe we could talk a little bit about the immigration and kind of like and growth of the population in St. John a little bit. Yeah. Could you talk a little bit about the challenges that does bring? I mean, obviously, kind of connected to job growth and obviously the housing issue. Could you go a little bit more into detail about what you've found with that?
I think that when it comes to the population growth, certainly the report points out that a significant portion of that population growth has come through immigration. Not solely that, because we've done well in terms of migration from other provinces as well, but immigration's been a big part of it. Absolutely created challenges on the housing side of things. Interesting for our region, though, we still are an attainable, in the general market sort of considerations, we're still seen as an affordable location. Average house prices being in the sort of 350 to 400 in relative terms to other markets, still quite good. But we are concerned about the attainability of housing for people. That's why we've been doing work with the municipal units in terms of looking at different development styles to promote higher density developments that increase the affordability. We're concerned that immigration has become almost sort of a flashpoint to say, higher immigration levels are the cause of the housing crisis. I think that's an oversimplification. We need a growth in our population to fill the types of skills that our workforce, our local industries need. We need to attract new people. We know that our population's not growing enough in and of itself to satisfy the workforce requirements. We need to attract new people to the area, so we have to address those housing issues. Part of the challenge in terms of the job creation side of things, it's not just a matter of attracting people though. It's a matter of attracting people that have the right skills for the jobs that we have available. So that's why we've very much focused on talent attraction and trying to have a good profile of the types of skills that we need to fill the needs of our local businesses and industries, and really trying to promote that as the means for growing our population. Of course, that brings with it, when those people arrive, that typically got families, spouses want to work, kids eventually want to find jobs, so it does broaden out into other sort of opportunities and challenges associated with settling people. One of the big challenges that we've got right now, changing immigration targets at the federal level. That's a major concern that our hope is, and I know the province is starting to get vocal on this, we're hoping that there could be an Atlantic Canada carve-out that would recognize that one size doesn't fit all, that maybe it does make sense to lower immigration targets in Ontario or British Columbia, but in Atlantic Canada, we need more people. And that we think the housing shortages, there's going to be a catch-up on that. There's more housing being developed at this point in time. We need more people to satisfy the needs of our local employers.
My question, sort of to sort of develop that further, is it about the kind of like message it does send from the federal level about immigration?
Well, I think we've seen a couple of different things with changes in the federal targets on immigration and also and permanent residency and also international student numbers. I think on the student side of things, that's a concern because that's been a pipeline for some of the talent that we need. But I think more broadly, it's clearly sent a message to the international community that says, you know, Canada used to be recognized as a great gateway for post-secondary education, and a lot of those people chose to stay here. I think our brand has been hurt from that standpoint. I think generally in the global market now, we wouldn't be seen as friendly from that standpoint. There's been a lot of changes made to requirements for international students coming over, and their pathways into permanent residency have been more and more limited. So I think that's hurting in terms of the enrollments in post-secondary. And then on the permanent residency side of things, again, I look at it from a more practical standpoint that looks at the workforce requirements that we've got for existing industries and things like healthcare and others that we need the influx of new people to keep those systems going. Every indication at the federal level at this point in time from the two major parties has been that immigration targets are going to be reduced.
Having seen some wage increases, but then in 2023, I think it dropped below the interest rate, and we're obviously seeing sort of cost of living issues. The question really connected to that is does this seem likely to continue, and this trend to continue, or are you hopeful for an improvement on that as well?
Wage increases in the Atlantic Canada area generally, and in the province, have been fairly good, and I think we've seen a recognition of a greater need to be competitive. There's so many factors that come into play though in terms of, you know, the competitive wage rates, because then you get into what the taxation levels are like, what the general cost of living is like here compared to other areas, because I still think we've got a fairly affordable cost of living here compared to other regions of the country. But there's no question that if employers are going to attract and retain the talent that they need, they've got to be willing to pay for it.
I'm trying to kind of like look at the average rent versus the vacancy rate over the sort of previous years. So we saw the vacancy rate shrinking and rents going up to 2022. I think 2023, vacancy rates started increasing again, but obviously rent continues to go up pretty much the same rate. I mean, are we likely to see with increased housing a kind of leveling off of that or lowering of that?
rents have absolutely have gone up over the last number of years with the and really on a supply and demand side of things. There's been a supply shortage for rentals with a high demand coming in that drives up prices. We're starting to see signs that certainly at the top end of the rent side for new higher rent apartments that they're. The market's softening a little bit on that side of things, and so I think you'll see a bit of a leveling off of some of the rent increases on that side of things. Do I think they'll drop significantly? Unlikely. Based on just the cost of construction alone, new rental units that are being built are being built at a time when costs are quite high. So they're from a business model standpoint, there's a certain rent threshold that's needed to make those viable. But I don't think that the types of increases we've seen over the last couple of years are likely to continue. With a slower growth in population, that means a lessening of the demand, which will then soften the market on the rental side of things and should level out some of those increases. We've seen growth in the region 3 to 3.5% over the last 3 years. Going forward, we're expecting that's going to be closer to 1% in the next couple of years. There are some really good opportunities for us over the next while, so we are optimistic in terms of the opportunities that are there. But we need a push in terms of getting more growth in the region and growing the economy. And that's, I think, a big push on that one's going to be really working with local employers in terms of improving productivity to try and do more with less and to be competitive.
This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.